Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.
Here's a potty.
Hey, what's up?
Hayley Murray from the Jezebels today. Oh, and the, one of the more bizarre calls we've ever had.
Yeah, very funny, actually.
Have a listen out for Jess, who's called up for one thing. We ended up having a completely different conversation. So that's good stuff. In the meantime, Matt O'Kine, get your take on this, because it seems to be coming in. This is an article on The Guardian, How to Fix Hollywood's Race Problem.
Yes, sure.
The film industry's failure to represent people of color runs far deeper than hashtag Oscars so white. And I've been seeing it pop up a little bit, the term people of color. Mm. How do you feel about that term? Is it the best we can do?
Well, it's far from the worst. I mean, I don't know what else you'd say. Yeah. And ethnic minorities, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm fine with brown or black people, but I think the thing is, I'm doing a little bit of research now after you brought this up just off air. It's not equivalent. Okay, so apparently the term is not equivalent to coloured people. Okay, which is only used for African Americans in the US, but it is to describe anyone who is of non-Caucasian heritage, person of colour. I think the other thing is, it's sort of maybe it's the same way that, you know, you don't say a drug addict or whatever, you say a person with a drug addiction.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? You're not
the person first.
Yeah, exactly. You're putting the person first and then describing them in some way. How that makes any difference, I don't know.
Yeah, I just really find it uncomfortable because the base person is the Caucasian person.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like,
You suggest that everyone would be a people of color because everyone would has some sort of color.
Yeah. Exactly. It reminds me of a joke. We had the Great Australian Joke Book.
Oh God, is this going to be racist? I mean, I had one of those.
Some of them
funniest.
Shocking.
Just, I can't believe they're selling these to kids.
And it was on the bookshelf, and I'm reading through it, and I'm like, what is this? Some of it was filth, like absolute filth.
No, not even dirty. I mean, pure offensive.
Yeah,
just racism.
But it was interesting. It was a person, you know, a white person talking to a black person, and they say something like, "Oh, you know, you're a coloured person or something," and go, "Listen, mate," and I'm not. This is just me remembering it from when I read it when I was 12 or something. Mm. So apologies because if I don't nail it in the delivery, it's like, "You call me a coloured person. Look, when I'm sick, I'm black. When I hold my breath, I'm black.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah,
I'm
sure.
sunburnt, I'm black. You know, when I got jaundice, I'm black." When I've got, you know, whatever, I'm black. When you're sick, you're blue, or you know, jaundice, yellow. And you're angry, you're red.
We get
and
where
you've got
going.
The nerve to call me coloured.
Yeah,
makes a reasonable point.
Absolutely. I don't understand. To be completely honest, I don't get what I don't know anymore. My ears would sort of prick up if someone called me a person of colour. More so if they just called me like brown.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember someone at the video store that I used to work at came in and it's funny when they tried to describe me, but they didn't want to use the brown guy.
Sure.
So they're there going, oh, he was here just before. He's a tall gentleman. He's got the sort of nose.
What were you just listening in from behind the bookshelf, seeing what he'd say?
Yeah, because I was sort of for other parts of the store, and I could hear it. And it's like this person. I talked to them just before, but you know, I understand people. Just you know, it's difficult territory.
Yeah,
even for me, I don't know.
Well, you know, I guess talking like that, you've got brown skin. That is a fact.
Mm.
I have pale skin. Someone else has, you know, whatever skin.
Hey, look, if you've got an answer.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Matt and Alex's question of the day. What do we do?
It has nothing to do with the rest of our show, by the way. mate, Dyson's just on Twitter and something's pricked his, you know, his curiosity.
Yeah, well, it was in the news headlines the other day as well. Just like,
it's really popular
people
at the moment.
And I'm like,
no people of color in the Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a whole new problem. I mean, there's, you know, women are being underrepresented at the Oscars, people of color being represented at the Oscars. You know, Oscars is what it is.
It's a weird way to say it, mate.
What? People of color.
Just going back to the very start of this.
Think about women of color at the Oscars. Oh! Man, forget about it.
How about that? colorful women. All
right. I don't know if that's okay. I think that's what
women
awful.
Of colors okay, but colorful women,
mate, there are big differences.
Oh my! I was just anyway.
Sometimes it's abbreviated to POC. Apparently,
look out! He's a pocker.
No,
he's a pocker.
No, that you're I didn't even
with,
know.
You're
if
done
it's
with
offensive.
POC?
That's just it. Sounds awful.
Okay. Well, best it. This is the tip for 2016 living. Find a cave. Don't come out. All right. See you later.
This is Tuesday. Hope you're well. Hope you are enjoying the sun coming up over Australia, or if you are streaming in online from around the world. Hello. Bonjour. Oh, I guess bonsoir. It is evening in France. Ohio. Oh, wait. Yeah, that would make sense.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Thank you, yeah, for joining us. Quick public service announcement, and that's if you're about to put something in your mouth, breakfast, just stop.
Why?
Look down at it first because, you know, over Christmas, going visiting friends and family. My sister had a bit of a Barry Cameron for breakfast, Barry Crocker.
What was Barry serving for breakfast?
Well, she was having a meal of rice, okay.
Rice for breakfast? Rice
well, she'd had it for lunch or something. She just cleaned up and stuff. And saw that just a bit had fallen on the table.
Mm.
And so she just, you know, instead of picking up a single grain of rice and walking over to the bin,
yeah.
put it in, she just went to, you know, get rid of it, eat that.
Well,
got next to her mouth, threw it away, a small white larvae was on the bench.
Well, oh, God.
And so
it's
she
common
confused
knowledge.
It for the rice.
It's common knowledge that anything found in the kitchen is edible.
Exactly right.
You know, so like, I mean, assuming, especially when it looks exactly like what you've just eaten, I, yesterday, sitting on the couch, I noticed a little bit of chocolate from a little chocolate ice cream that I'd been eating had fallen onto my shirt.
Yep.
And then I reached down, I grabbed it, and I ate it. It wasn't chocolate. It was a... but it was from the meal that I'd had previous to the chocolate. So
a little bit of gravy.
Yeah, it was a little bit of like encrusted lamb sort of stuff. And I was like, oh, well, that's lucky because that could have been anything. But I just assumed because, yeah, you're eating, it's going to be the same thing, you know.
All right. We're continuing the service announcement this morning. What have you thought was food? 0439757555. You know what to do. What have you thought was food? And then once it's been in your mouth, you've realized this isn't the food I was looking for.
I remember we'll talk about this after a song.
Here's Veg Collection. Get in touch on 0439757555. Tell us your mistake so others need not suffer. This is perfect. I was eating a bag of M&Ms and ate a small beetle, says Tom. So it could have been a little lady beetle there. No good. Dave has given us a call as well. What did your boss think was food, Dave?
We decided to crumb a bit of cardboard up for him.
What?
He keeps coming to the kitchen and wants to eat our food off the party, the customer's food. So we decided to crumb up some tasty bits of cardboard for him.
Crumb them up.
Crumb them up, yep, deep fry them.
You made cardboard schnitty.
Oh, yeah, and he liked it. Well, he dived in for it, made a nice seasoning mix for it, and left it out in the past for him, and he dived in.
Well, that's not so much as not paying attention. It's just getting pranked by yourself, Dave. How far through the cardboard schnitty did he get?
I got through half a piece, and then he realised it was a bit chewy.
Yeah.
And, we got it all on camera as well.
All right, can you send us that video, please, Dave? Hit us up on the Matt and Alex Facebook. We want to check that one out. A few more texts popping in.
Yeah, text coming in on 0439757555. My brother and partner were eating some cereal to discover some of the sultanas were actually mice droppings. Mice got into the cereal before they did. Another person, Adzi, says, my girlfriend once put avocado all over her meal. Turned out it was wasabi and her head exploded.
Dave, Jack from Bungendore. What about yourself?
How are you, boys?
Good.
Good, thanks, Jack. What'd you eat?
Paintball.
Thinking it was what?
A Malteser.
Oh, damn.
Small circular piece of food. Was it placed in a packet of Maltesers, or were you at the paintball range and found a single Malteser in the on the dirt of the ground?
We're at work, and one of the boys, he just had a paintball in his car, and yeah, he just said, "Oh, you have a Malteser." Bit into it, and that's when I realised it was a paintball.
Oh no! What colour was the paint?
I was sort of like, the paint was green.
Oh, tell me it was brown, please.
But was the outside of it brown?
Yeah, it was brown and sort of creamy, so I thought it was like a new Malteser.
The new flavour of peppermint Malteser.
And, how'd it taste there, Jack?
Oh, rough. Rugged.
Was it quite the mess?
Oh, it was after. Couldn't taste it for a while. I just kept on spitting it out. Bloody green.
All right. Well, that's what we're doing this morning. Just be careful when eating it, but also let us know what have you thought was food. 0439757555. Thanks, Jack.
I remember one night waking up in the middle of the night, going downstairs and making some chocolate milk in an old cup that was next to the sink. And when I got to the bottom of it, I did it in the dark because I didn't want to stunt my eyes.
Of course.
So I just did it in the very dark, like dim lighting of, you know, outside. And then when I got to the bottom of the cup, I was like, that's a bit bitter. Turned on the light, just ants. So many ants at the bottom of the cup. So we're asking you, what have you thought was food? 0439757555.
Morning talk back. Jess from Central Coast. What do you think was food?
When I was younger, my boyfriend's, traffic emergency
fund. Oh, what's happened?
What's going on?
I'm not sure. He's coming over to me. Hang on. One sec.
Oh, you're not driving, are you?
No, I pulled over.
Okay.
What's happening?
Hi. Sorry, I'm just on the phone, that's all.
Okay, this is the worst possible spot to pull over.
Okay.
50 feet close to the fog line.
Okay.
We'll give you some cover, but you know, there's a few phone bays just a bit further up.
Okay.
A lot safer.
Okay, yeah.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Well.
Don't put that on air.
Oh, it's too late, Jess. What do you mean don't put it on air? You're live.
Thanks.
Around Australia. No,
we can't do anything.
It's done.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm sorry. We'll leave you to it, Jess.
Oh, quite seriously.
Pull over safely.
Pull over, yeah. Do your best to get out of the way.
We got new music from the Jess
House. I mean, you try to do the right thing as well. Jess, we get
that
it.
Was
you
good
tried
of her.
To do the right thing. At least no one is injured or
and the
in
man
trouble.
Was very polite.
Absolutely,
wasn't he?
I think we understand what happened there. Still wanting to know what Jess ate though.
Music from the Jess. That is the big question. Hey, what did she think was food?
Yes, we never got to the bottom of that.
What did Jess think was food?
Hey, aside from brand new music from Jezebels, Kanye West and Kendrick dropped a track last night. It was a little bit overdue. It was planned out on Friday. We're going to give you a taste of that in this hour as well. So do not go anywhere. Up next, 360 was open, very open with Hack last night. Talked about his addiction to over-the-counter medicine. And we want to hear all about that interview up next.
Matt and Alex are here. We played you some 360 because he dropped by Triple J yesterday. He was very kind to come on the radio. He got a lot of requests for interviews after putting a video up on Facebook of himself freestyling singing over an XX track about an experience that happened to him, which was pretty heavy stuff.
Really about explaining, you know, what's been going on in his life for the last about 18 months. I guess it's sort of people feeling like he dropped off, and that was sort of, you know, he got to explain why and voice all the things that had been going on and with his sort of battles with over-the-counter drugs.
Yeah, and so to tell us more about the interview and how it all went down, Ange McCormack from the Triple J Hack team is in the studio. Morning to you, Ange.
Morning, boys. How you going?
Really well, thank you.
Thanks.
Really good to have Tom Tilley back on the radio. Hack was back and with it in a big way with the interview with 360. Can you first tell us how it all began?
Yeah, well, as you said, you know, you might have seen 360's really powerful video that he posted last week. Basically a new song called I'm Sorry. really just opening up about a really heavy issue that he's been dealing with over the past year or so, his battle with codeine and addiction, really. Do we have a bit of that to
certainly listen? Do.
I was a zombie, I couldn't feel nothing. I smashed four packets because I just wanted to feel something. Yo, I overdosed for sure. I was at the venue, I was going to perform. I can't remember, see, I was told in the report. My tour manager found me convulsing on the floor. Everyone surrounded, no one knowing what it's for. Literally no one knew that I was going through it all.
Yeah, so had a collapsed and had to be taken to hospital.
Yeah. Cancelled his tour and everything.
Yeah, so that moment 360 is describing there is one of his shows in Byron Bay that he had to cancel that led to the cancellation of his entire tour. It's really raw stuff. That video, and it really struck a chord. It got hit 8 million views in about 10 days. So many people really just connected with this issue that 360 was talking about, because not many people talk about prescription drug abuse in Australia. So to kick off Hack for the Year, we decided to bring him in the studio and find out a bit more to talk about this issue and about how you can really just walk into a pharmacy in Australia and get some over-the-counter drugs like Nurofen Plus and essentially start abusing them in a really horrible way.
Because up to 90 pills in a day, you say, which is like three packets of 30, it sounds, you know, unheard of for someone to be able to tolerate that much. But that's the extent that he got to.
That's sort of the place that 360 got to. And he kind of described to us how when he was on tour, half of his suitcase was clothes and half of it was drugs, essentially, which is just incredible to hear. And it was sort of hidden behind this facade of a really successful musician, and you wouldn't have been able to know because he really did keep it from everyone. And here's something he basically had to say to us on air.
One morning I was just like, I just really want to feel something. I'm so sick of just feeling like shit. I want to feel something, and I've got to perform that night. It was in Byron Bay. So I had four packets of Nurofen Plus, which is 120 pills, and yeah, then I don't really remember what happened.
Yeah. God.
It was really just one of those moments that came to head and really started to put 360's life at a crossroads and affected him for the following year or so after he went into rehab to start to get back on track.
It was a wide-ranging and honest chat. We're going to get into a little bit more of it after this song, and also find out, because he did a bit of a Q&A with his fans who talking to and interacting with, has always been very open with them. That's going to be coming up after this track from Moo. It's called Kamikaze.
There's Meh there with Kamikaze on Triple J. It's Tuesday. Hope you're well. Matt and Alex with you.
Don't react, Ange.
Joined by Ange from Triple J's Hack team.
Yeah, Ange McCormack in the studio after the big first episode of Hack last night. Are they episodes? Can you binge? You can't really binge watch them as like a series.
You can binge listen to them.
That's how I'm going to say about shows I don't like from now on. Yeah, I binge listen to it.
We definitely have maybe peaked early, I think, with our amazing first show.
Yeah, Tom Tilly.
We've set a high standard.
Having a chat to 360. Very kind of him to pop by Triple J and, be very open about his battle with non-prescription medicine, over-the-counter drugs, which got out of hand for himself and, ended up collapsing at a show. He came on Hack and told us how it all happened.
Yeah.
And, also trying to look at ways that he can help other people and stop this from happening in the future, Ange.
Yeah. So definitely 360's chat really struck a chord with a lot of listeners. We even, when we were on air yesterday, someone texted in saying that they were listening in the car about to shoot up, and hearing 360 just made them stop what they were doing.
Good.
And
whoa.
Yeah, really changes perspective. So having someone like 360 talk in such a candid way is really powerful. So it was so amazing to have him on the show. And Tom actually asked him, you know, what can we do about non-prescription medicine in Australia? Like, what can we do to stop people running into a pharmacy, multiple pharmacies, and grabbing things like Nurofen Plus? And he kind of suggested one way to go about it.
I think it's a great idea. I just think at the least thing they should do is start taking people's ID like they do for
pseudoephedrine.
Because you can't go anywhere and just pharmacy hop and get pseudoephedrine like that, but you can do it with codeine products. So even if they did that, so it shows up on people's system when you're trying to get it everywhere.
Yeah, so that's 360, sort of describing how maybe having an ID check in pharmacies could help people who are struggling with codeine and finding it just so accessible in Australia. And after the show, 360 kind of continued his chat with us on our Facebook page. We hosted a live Q&A session with 360, and, you know, he's very responsive to his fans, just as that video that he originally posted that started this whole conversation shows. He was really quite actively engaging with fans that were saying that they had similar struggles. So he sat down with us and talked about, just answered all kinds of questions. It was a really eye-opening, candid, very frank chat about addiction and struggle and about making new music and about how he's on the mend and using how his new drug is exercise and healthy eating and getting to bed at 9:30.
Well, some people have like addictive personalities, and he's talked about battles with other substances before this particular issue. And so, focusing that into something positive sounds really great.
Yeah, he's really turned his life around. And it was just a really fascinating insight into how this successful, amazing musician has kind of gone down but is really on the way up again. And he kind of described how, looking back at the music he was making at the time when he was, you know, battling addiction, he's really not proud of, but now he's kind of looking ahead
excited
and really excited about the future.
From this
totally.
Yeah, well, we're excited to hear what he's got ahead for him in 2016.
Sounds good. Andrew McCormack, thank you very much. We look forward to the second installment of Hack This Evening at 5:30. Oh, yeah. We'll catch you later.
See you guys.
And stick with us. The song from Kanye West and Kendrick Lamar teamed up is going to be played for you not too far away this morning. As well as that, we got the new song from the Jezebels as well. So plenty of music popping through the playlist. Let's have some I Know Leopard right now. This is a track called Perfect Picture at 23 minutes past 7.
Kick things off with Paces, the latest one from the Gold Coast producer there. 1993, in brackets, No Chill, features Jess Kent and just there, the Jezebels, Endless Summer. It's off their album Prisoner, came in number 9 in the Hottest 100 in 2011 as we ramp up to Hottest 100 Day 2016. And what better way to do that than to chat to the leading lady from that band, Matt and Alex, welcoming to our show, Hayley Mary from the Jezebels.
Hello. Hi, chap. How are you?
Chaps, that's a very English thing to call us, given that you are residing in the UK now. How is it? Is it snowing in London?
It snowed last night. To be fair, I've said chaps my whole life and no one uses that over here. So really? I'm not going to blame... it's kind of a joke thing now. I don't think anyone actually seriously refers to chaps.
I would have thought
I
of all
like
places.
But I felt like you guys deserved it.
Thank you. I always think of lips when I think of chaps. As in
lips.
Like just chapped lips. Yeah. Sort of, I assume you're not describing us as the flaky crust around
the
one's
annoying
mouth.
Thing on my lips when the wind is too cold. Yeah, that's what you are.
That's it. Well, we heard the song from you, Hayley, and your band, the Jezebels there, Endless Summer. You are in the UK. It must be feel like a long way away, Summer, at this point.
Yes. That said, though, last time I was home, it was like 45 degrees and I was burnt from the wind. And I just thought, you know what, this has gone too far. Like, I'll take winter any day. I don't know about the summers that people are enduring down there. It's just, it's not really made for humankind.
I was looking at the map today and the colours were going into the, you know, the reds and then goes into the purples, going into the blacks in a few places.
Yeah, it's
in Australia.
Like no colours. There's no colours to describe this. This is post-humankind existence colours.
Well, you're going to have to get used to those temperatures because you're coming back here very shortly for a big tour. Are you guys gearing up for that? How's it all looking? You're loving getting back on the road again?
Yes. I love touring. It's my favourite part of being in a band. But I'm hoping that the weather will be better. Like, it will just get colder. I'll bring the cold with me. But, always. It's very exciting to play new stuff and particularly in Australia.
Well, let's get some extremely new stuff on the radio.
This is fresh.
Extremely new.
Are you giving us the world? Is this the world prem?
This is the world prem.
Oh, we love it, Hayley.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this.
I don't like shortening words, actually.
Oh, sorry. Soz. Hayley Mary, it's called Pleasure Drive. We're going to play it for you, for the world right now. You're welcome, world. Yeah. And then we're going to come back and find out all about it. We want to hear about how it was put together. We want to hear about the new sounds to expect on Cynthia, because there's certainly I've got a question straight away, just something that I've noticed with Come Alive and with Pleasure Drive that I want to ask you about. So here it is, for the first time in the world, premming it for you right now on air, Matt and Alex with Hayley Mary from the Jezebels. This is Pleasure Drive. You're on Triple J.
Premiere.
First time anywhere, Pleasure Drive by the Jezebels. Clap it in because we've got Hayley Mary, the singer you heard there from the band, on the phone with us at the moment. That was awesome, Hayley. Thank you so much for letting us play it.
Oh, no worries. Anytime. In fact, if you could play that heaps of times, that'd be great.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'm sure we will. I'm sure everyone is loving it. Text coming in already, 0439757555.
Matt, you said you had a question straight off the back for Hayley Mary about that song. What was it?
Well, I mean, I listened to Come Alive as well. I remember being in the car on my way to touch football one afternoon when Linda dropped that pram. That one, Pleasure Drive. Okay, same thing straight away. First, like, four bars. You're leading with a heavy, heavy synth arpeggiator. What's going on with the heavy synth action that's happening in Jezebels?
Well, it's like, you know, the title of the album is Cynthia. Like anything Jezebels related, we haven't actually not thought about it.
Sure.
No,
it's not called Acoustica.
No, it's not called, like, blues acoustic organic music. I guess a lot of it's, actually, this is true for all our records, it's a lot of it's to do with Heather just finding new instruments and new synths and playing around for hours, and then us sitting going, oh my God, that sounds really good, don't change it. And then her trying to change the knob and us slapping her hands away and saying, no, that's really good. Stop it. Stop changing the knob. And then that was what happened with that song and Come Alive, actually. She was just fiddling around with, like, dark energy.
That's what the synth is called. Not like you're not talking metaphorically.
It might have been a prophet. Either way, synths always have great names, by the way.
Well, it's an apt name because the first little few bars, as we mentioned, of that one really creeped me out. I can see why Heather was trying to change it. It was spooking me.
You were spooked.
I was a little bit spooked.
This is what I mean. You do lead a happy life, don't you?
It's moderately fine. Yeah,
I guess. I mean, there's some spooky shit in this world, but I don't reckon that is one of them. Though, that said, it is good to hear that because it's supposed to be slightly unsettling.
Well, how spooky does the new album from the Jezebels get? I mean, it comes out on February 12. How deep do we go in the spook train?
Well, I mean, I think death is always on people's minds, generally. So it's always on my mind a little bit, just at the back of it. Isn't that normal?
Yeah, it's always when you're in bed about to go to sleep. Like, oh, it's a good time to think about,
like,
death.
There's always a bit of darkness and death in everything. Like, not to make light of it, but also to make light of it. It's just part of living, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
So maybe it does get a bit spooky sometimes. But I think Come Alive is probably more spooky than Pleasure
Drive.
Sure. Pleasure Drive is a song about life and the human sort of right to pursue pleasure and the freedom of pain. So it's probably, like, the least spooky song on there.
Wow.
Well, a Pleasure Drive, I mean, I'm just Googling now. Pleasure driving is when you sit in a little chariot behind a horse and sort of giddy up around a stadium.
Yeah, I love how Googling will take people these places.
So does it have any, what's your meanings behind Pleasure Drive, that song we just heard from the Jezebels?
Well, I mean, it's a very old idea. Like, obviously you've got Freud talking about the pleasure drive as being, like, one of the fundamental principles of human life. But it goes back to, like, Greek philosophy, like Epicurus, where he said very rationally, actually, that it was kind of like a fundamental sort of aspect of human life to desire peace and freedom from fear. And it's hard to explain.
It's nothing.
it's just basically it's the journey that we have. I'm not one of those people that looks forward to death as heaven. You know, I don't have that blessing of being religious. So I think it's about the here and now and the pleasure drive. It's far from hedonism. I think it's about, like, the right of every day to enjoy and try and not be in pain and to also allow other people to enjoy their day and not be in pain.
Pleasure Drive by the Jezebels coming up.
No, don't be sorry. That's so sick. It's really good to, just to remind ourselves to enjoy the moment.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's about living in the moment.
Well, I enjoyed every 3 minute and 53 seconds of Pleasure Drive, and we're looking forward to the rest of the album.
Edit.
Thank you, Hayley Berry from the Jezebels. We better let you go. Oh, I was about to say we'll see you soon, but if not, have a good life and have fun at Mountain Sounds Festival on February 20. I'm sure we'll see you around Triple J when the album does drop as well. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you soon.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Daft Punk and Defunk on Triple J for you this morning. Love a bit of that at 17 minutes to 9 on a Tuesday. Angus from Penrith, what a tune. Daft Punk got me feeling like a 10. I've actually just turned into a wobble, says another text. Double banger. This song is fresh, sweet beats. Thank you very much for your text this morning at 0439 757 555. We get them all morning. Sometimes we ask you for specific questions, such as earlier on, Matt O'Kine, after I told the story of my sister who had cooked herself a nice little fried rice dish, went to eat a little bit that had fallen out. As she got it right up next to her lips, she felt it move, threw away the weevil or larvae, which she almost got in there, mistook it for a piece of food, as a lot of people have this morning. A few more that we haven't got to are quite good. I know 0439 757 555. Emma said, what have you thought was food? A little bit of dishcloth. Thought it was a zucchini slice.
Yes.
Nice.
This one time my sister and I were sitting down to dinner, she ate my peeled off toenail from the carpet thinking it was also rice that had dropped onto the floor.
So delicious stuff coming by. And so we got in touch with Jess, who gave us a ring. She wanted to tell us an incredible story. And as we ask you to do all the time when you're talking to Triple J, in the order of safety, is to pull over so you're not talking with phone to ear. You know, it's dangerous stuff. You've got statistics about how bad that is.
Yep.
Just try and pull over whilst you chat to us. So Jess had done that.
It's also important to choose the best place to pull over lest this happen.
Jess from Central Coast, what do you think was food?
When I was younger, my boyfriend's, traffic emergency sign.
Oh, what's happened?
What's going on?
I'm not sure, he's coming over to me. Hang on, one sec.
Oh, you're not driving, are you?
No, I pulled over.
Okay.
What's happening?
Hi. Sorry, I'm just on the phone, that's all.
Okay, this is the worst possible spot to pull over.
Okay.
52 close to the fog line.
Okay.
We'll give you some cover, but you know, there's a few phone bays just a bit further up.
Okay.
A lot safer.
Okay, yeah.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Well.
Don't put that on air.
It's too late, Jess. What do you mean don't put it on air? You're live.
Around Australia. No, we can't
do. We can't do anything.
It's done.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm sorry. We'll leave you to it, Jess. Oops. He didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, that was, there's not much we can do about not putting it on air when you're live on the radio.
Yeah, if you give us a call, Jono, our producer, will chat to you off air, and then he'll say, all right, hold on the line, and you'll talk to Matt Nalix. And when you're talking to Matt Nalix, you're on the radio. So, well, he's Jess, and, well, I guess we'll never know what Jess thought was food.
Breakfast with Matt Nalix on Triple J.